announcements tonight. On this coming Friday night, March the 13th at 6:30 at the Elkin High School Auditorium, the Elkin High School Dixon Auditorium, Brother Weston Parks, he preached for me a few weeks back or maybe a couple months ago. He's a police officer, and he's going to be doing a safety awareness training meeting, and I was asked to announce that. I don't know if any of the safety team members here from the church would like to go and be in attendance, but they're going to be doing the profile of a criminal. Don't be a victim, surviving an active shooter occurrence, the signs and the effects of human trafficking and persecutions of Christians both at home and abroad. Again, that's 6:30 on Friday night at the Elkin High School Auditorium. So if anybody would like to go, it's open to the public. There's no charge or anything like that, not even a love offer or anything that'll be taken that it says. So anyway, if you'd like to go hear Brother Weston Parks, just go down there. He is the son of Tim Parks, who is the police chief of the town of Yadkinville. So if you'd like to go be a part of that, that's this coming Friday night. Don't forget that next week will be our own Friday and Saturday night, a youth event with Brother Cody Shue. The service will be held here in the sanctuary, and then our fellowship meal will be down after the service on Saturday at the Family Life Center. So just be remembering that. And that's not just for young people. If you're 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, come on. You'll enjoy yourself. And if you're even younger, anybody's welcome. Y'all come on and be a part of that. So y'all pray for Brother Cody that Lord will bless him. There's also a joint service going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday down at Little Elkin Baptist Church with Thursday night Brother Steve Pope. Friday night is Brother Brad Williams, and then Saturday night is Brother Brian Cardwell. So if you'd like to be a part of that meeting, you can go there and come here too on one of the nights. On Saturday night, their service starts at 5, ours starts at 7. So just if you want to try to make both, you can. But anyway, if you found your Bible, Bibles to the book of Philippians, I'm going to start reading here in just a minute. But you be praying for Brother Chris tonight. He's going to show us a slide presentation. He'll bring that screen down in a little bit and kind of show us the work that took place. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to preach for just a little while, and then we'll turn Brother Chris loose and let him just kind of go over what took place on his trip. But it's going to work hand in hand. You'll see how God's worked this thing out. The Lord put it up on my heart tonight to bring you just a short, and it will be a short or a brief message on fruit in our account. So if you're thinking about that fruit in our account, and you'll see that here in the scripture in just a minute. Brother Josue, it's good to have you and your family with us tonight. He's here. He is actually was the interpreter for Brother Chris and the folks that went down to the Honduras, and I guess he kind of navigated them through San Pedro Sula and on over to the rougher part of the country that they went to. He's a church planter there, and he's also the younger brother of Brother Ernesto Andrade, who we support here, and we need to get Brother Josue over here sometime. I think you planted, what, 8 churches down there? He's a church planter down in the Honduras, and what a blessing it is to have him here tonight with his family. And we need to do more for missions. I've been here for 12 years, and even though we've never had a missions conference, we've steadily increased our mission support, and we have steadily taken on additional missionaries. And we're not done yet. I just wanted you to know that. Brother Paul did something as a courtesy unto his pastor, and I appreciate Paul. I appreciate each one of you that teach a Sunday school class, that clean our church and make sure that the things are just so well kept around here. Everybody comes here, talks about what a beautiful facility and how well maintained it is, and I appreciate that. This doesn't go without a lot of effort. But then there's others that are tasked with additional duties, like Brother Tommy, the church clerk. And I haven't even mentioned to you, but Brother Chris will be ordained on April the 5th. That'll be a Sunday night service, and I'm going to invite you to be there as part of the ordaining council or the presbytery to take the notes of his examination. And then, you know, you'll give an examination report during that conference. And so there's things that people do that y'all don't really see, but Brother Paul has been tasked many, many times over to help me with different tax situations and different questions that I might have concerning the things of the church. I hit him up with this a couple nights ago, and I just basically said, Brother Paul, how much money did the church take in through regular tithes and offerings during the year of 2019? And he said, when do you want it? And it's like, you know, I'm thinking that he'll get it to me in the next month or so. And then he said, I can have it to you shortly. And I said, okay. And I said, also, how much money did the church give away as far as love gifts, tithes and offerings are for the keep of the lights and to keep of the everything that goes on here at the church? It buys Bibles, as we have done. It does all of these works, but it also helps to send people to places that we can't go. And he said, I'll have that with you as well. So he provided me a detailed report with a little pie chart and everything on here. And it blew my mind because I didn't know that all that information was just readily available at the click of a button. Or if it was, he didn't tell me if he spent a lot of time on it. But don't answer, Tam, because I've already told you the answer. And don't answer, Preston, because you sat beside me when I opened this up and started looking at it. But as a whole, what percentage of the church funds the tithes, offerings, and gifts? Danny, don't answer because you're an insider. You would have insider trading, and I don't want you to give that away because he is our assistant to Brother Paul. But anybody that wants to answer, and I'm not going to put anybody on the spot, and if you're wrong, you're wrong, and if you're right, you're right. If you want to answer this question, raise your hand. Just take, somebody wants to do it, just take a guess. Brother Gary, what would, or brother, okay, I'll get Casey and I'll get Gary over here. Brother Steve just raised his hand. Steve said, I was rubbing my face. It's too late. You already raised your hand now. What percentage of the monies do you think that Calvary took in during 2019 did we give away? And that's either through regular love gifts or through mission support. What percentage? About 8%. Love gifts, love gifts, love gifts, love gifts, love gifts. Then the Adult Daycare Center, Ruby Tuesday, Ruby Blackburn Adult Daycare, Bethel Baptist Worldwide, Brother Jason Dow, Kim and Gary Rickert through Campus Crusades, CTL, Sonny Dixon, Charity Baptist Missions for Matt Welch, Charity Baptist Children's Home in Romania, Christian Law Association with Brother David Gibbs, the Fundamental Home Baptist Mission with Brother Ernesto Andrade, Brother Ricky Cothran, GBI, or Gospel Broadcasting Incorporated, Old Paths Ministry with Brother Dean Ward, Rescue America Baptist Mission with Brother Larry Adams, Rock of Ages Prison Ministry, Juvenile, Brother Larry Key, Samaritan's Kitchen, the State Employed Credit Union Family House, the Shepherd Household, the Tabernacle Baptist Home Mission, Brother John Caudill in Canada, the Catherine H. Barber Memorial Homeless Shelter, Truth to Utah, Brother Ethan Moore, Utah for Christ, Brother Philip Moore and Family, Victory Baptist Church with Jed Resurrection. There you go. I wanted them to hear it. I wasn't doing that to put you on the spot, but I wanted them to hear, this is what you're supporting. And in that, if you don't know what these people are doing, Miss Martha has been behind the scenes under Jerry's supervision, or Jerry was working under Martha's supervision. And if you'll go downstairs right at the bottom of the stairway and look on that bulletin board, just to the left of the bulletin board is a full-blown map of the world. And we've got push pins where these people are serving. And we've got on the bulletin board, you've got newsletters, the most current and most recent newsletter from all of these missionaries that are sending in regular reports to tell us what they're doing, how many souls have been saved, what's going on, where they're working. And if you'd like to do that, you can. Thank you, Miss Martha. I told our Sunday school class, but I've not made the formal announcement. Tonight was the night to do that. But how many, Casey? What percentage? He said 8.
I'm going to say 35.
You're saying we're giving 35% of our money back to missions or giving it away. Stephen? Anybody else want to throw a number out? These are all wrong. 12%. Do I look like Monty Hall? We're not up here to make a deal. Actually, the church is giving away 10.58%. 10.58%. You said, wow, that's great because we are tithing the tithe. My friends, the tithe is not a goal. That's not the end. That's the beginning. That's the gift is the tenth. And if we took in $680,000, $682.47 was our tithes and offerings throughout the year of 2019. And then we gifted $72,016.13 back to those. And that's home missions. It's missions abroad. It's buying Bibles. It's rescue. It's everything that we do as far as giving back monies. But like I said, that's the beginning. We're barely above the beginning. When you tithe, you get the requirement out of the way. But when you give above the tithe, that's where you're at as far as your blessing. Let's stand and give reverence to the reading of God's word. I won't bore you tonight. I'm going to preach really fast because I want to give Brother Chris as much time as he needs to be able to do his presentation. Josue, if he needs you, you be ready to bail him out because he's not Hispanic and he doesn't speak great Spanish. He knows chimichanga. He knows burrito. He knows taco. And he knows Hermica. And he knows ACP. He knows all of those words because he uses those really frequently. He said, give me some mocajete, and he's all about that. But above that, he don't know a lot of Spanish. So if he needs help with something, will you be willing to help him? Would you interpret for him back to the English?
Amen.
Amen. In the book of the Philippians, do y'all think this is easy? Anybody thinks it's easy, want to take my place? Dean Johnson, what are you laughing about? You're laughing with everybody else. In the book of the Philippians, not the Philippines. Verse number 15 says, now you, Philippians, know also that in the beginning. What's somebody say something? They ain't before. You've got a 25% chance of getting it right. Chapter 4, verse number 15. Y'all good? Everybody all right? Steve, this is not easy, is it? Come up here. You want to try? Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. This is Paul speaking to the church was at Philippi. He's given them the commendation that you're the only one that helped me initially. So here we go. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once again into my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Now I want you to hear verse number 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Brother Josue, take us to the Lord in prayer, asking to bless our scripture reading. I told you the message tonight was going to be fruit in our account. And I want to just give you a couple quick things really quickly. And I won't be up here long because I want to give Brother Chris ample time to extrapolate on all the things that he's done. And just give you a full viewing of what took place while he was out of the country. But tonight I want to just say really quickly, we have got fruit in our account. We have seen souls saved as a result of the $72,000 that this church gave back to others and put into missions work. We have souls that have been saved because of that. And I would just pose this question, and if I get the number wrong, Brother Chris can correct me just a little bit later, but I do believe that the final total, if the tally was correct, was about 1,070 souls that got saved, plus or minus, while they were in this particular mission trip down to San Pedro Sula and above in the north and western part of Honduras. 1,070 people. And you might say, well, preacher, how many of those people really got saved? Every one of them that really truly wanted to be born again, got born again. If they did what was biblically required of them, then they got saved. That's no different than Brother Larry Key going to the prison and coming back and saying that there was 12 saved or 14 saved. And then you question in your mind, did they just get jailhouse religion or did they really get saved? That's not between me and you and Brother Larry and that person. That's between that person and the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the end of that. But anyway, every one of those 1,070 souls that may have been saved down there, praise God, would be fruit that would abound in the account of this church. So when I open up with this tonight, the Bible said that my God shall supply your need according to his riches. And then you say, well, how in the world are we going to know? Bless God, it is a dividend. Whenever you give money, and when you give $500 or you buy Brother Chris's a plane ticket to San Pedro Sula and a return trip, whenever you give money to $2,500 as we did just a couple weeks back, to my Bibles for all of those people that would go into the fund account. Brother Larry and Brother Chris drawing out of. Brother Tam, if anybody gets one of those Bibles in a prison cell because them two men went through there, maybe they didn't get saved right then, but bless God, they slipped a Bible track in there, and that prisoner got to read it. And a couple days later, during that prison revival, he said, "I've been reading this track. Do you guys have any more information that you might give me?" And then Brother Steve slips in there and said, "Well, we do have these King James Bibles that was provided for by our church, and I'd like to give you one of those." Brother Larry, Brother Steve, whenever they take that Bible, and they ain't got nothing but 24 hours a day to do anything but read or sit there and do whatever and contemplate and think about their crime, their future, or whatever, then bless God, what if they get saved out of that book that you've put in their hand? Bless God, that is fruit in our account. That's a blessing, Brother Danny, that we will never have taken away from us. And not only is it a fruit in our account, but bless God, it is required that we do just what we're doing. That's a reward, or is it a dividend on the investment that we have put in, Brother Chris? I don't know about you, but the stock market's been tanking out. People have been losing hand over fist. People getting ready to jump out of windows because of the coronavirus and everything. People have got investments that just went down the tank like you was flushing a toilet. But bless God, I'm telling you what, when you're invested in souls, Brother Tam, that'll never be taken away. Because when one of those prisoners, when one of those people, Brother Chris, that you witnessed to on the street, in a restaurant, or wherever it might have been, when they truly get born again, that will not be taken away. Our account will continue to reap the reward and pay the dividend back to this church. Somebody will be reached with the gospel. Some of those little kids will raise up and find out that because they got saved on a mission trip in the month of February and March and the year 2020, Brother Tam, they'll come up. Next thing you know, God put a touch on their life, and then they feel the need to start a church, and they become a church planter, and then they become a preacher and a native pastor to their own people. And it's all started because of one person in this church put a $20 bill in the plate at the tithe, Brother Danny, and this church then rightfully gave that money and collected it with other 20s and other tithes and gave that money to some missionary that would send them on the foreign soil that they might preach the gospel and get saved. And then that preacher grows up. He gets saved. He grows up. He becomes a native pastor to his Baptist Equipping Nationals. It's a national organization of mission, Brother Chris. It's Baptist Equipping Nationals. We're hoping that the Nationals will get up and that they'll be saved and that they might take the word back to their native people. They know the culture. They know the language. They don't have to go off to language school. It's all because somebody went and gave them the gospel. That dividend will never go away. I don't know of another dividend. I don't know of another investment that we can make in humanity that has a surefire return. Oh, for the last several years, we've been in the bull market. Woohoo! Green, green, green. What happened? It ain't always green. Brother Larry said it's always green over the septic tank, but it ain't always green. Grass ain't always greener. The stock market's not always greener. But I tell you about them, that reward will never be taken away from us. Amen. He said in the verse preceding the one that I'm using as our text verse tonight, he said, "Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit, that it may abound to your account. But I have all, and I've abound, and I'm full. I have received of Epaphroditus the things that were sent from you, a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing unto God." This is fruit that remains, my friend. There's a return on our investment. I did the math on this. All in with Brother Chris's trip to the Honduras, not counting what Brother Josue or Brother Robert Duncan or Brother Pinkerton, Dr. Pinkerton, or what Brother Jimmy McGlamory. And I'm not considering the well. You know, we bought a well. Did y'all know that? On that church property, where we were at, Brother Tim, that's where they built the well. That's where they've got a water purification station now. It's on the church property. And people down there are going to be drinking upstream from the cattle now because of you. And they're going to be drinking clear water instead of having to drink downstream from the mess. That's a blessing. If you don't think that's a blessing, go drink downstream from the cattle. And you'll be thanking, bless God, the goodness of a sweet, clear bottle of water. That'd mean something to you if you got a drink out of a muddy pond. A dollar and 40 cents per soul. That's what we give, Brother Chris. $1,500. We got your passport. We got your airfare. We then turned around and gave you $1,000 for staying and all the eats and everything that you did while you were down there. So we were all in at $1,500. So if we're all in at $1,500, Brother Danny, and you take 1,070 souls and you divide the one into the other, you know what you get? $1.40. $1.40 per soul. What would a man give in exchange for a soul? I believe it's worth more than $1.40. I mean, that's a dividend that'll always be in our account, and it'll always pay. That reward will always be there. I want to show you, according to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Can you believe, Brother Josue, that they're going to have an endless supply of fresh water? What a blessing to be able to go down there and take your water pot and take your bottles and your buckets and whatever device or jug that you've got to carry it back to your place. You come to the church property to get you a little water. And while you're there, bless God, somebody rears back and gives you a little bit of the living water. Yet you've got an endless supply of drinking water. But bless God, there's an endless supply of the living water of grace that will flow from that place. There's a reason that we put it on church property. Could have went downtown, dug it anywhere, drilled anywhere, put a bladder up anywhere, had a water purification system anywhere. But by the time there's some reason that we put it on church property, it's because Jesus said, I am the water. Amen. I am the living water. They'll come there just to get water. But praise God, they can leave where they'll never thirst again. What a blessing that is. In the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter number 3, and I want you to see this is where we're at with Brother Josue, where we're at with Brother Chris. Co-laborers. Laborers together. The Bible says in chapter number 3, verse number 1. Oh, let's just go down to verse number 5. He said, who is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man? He said, I have planted, Apollos had water, but God gave the increase. Verse number 9 says that we are laborers together. If we are laborers together, that means that we are co-laborers. And we are co-laborers. We are laborers together with God. Because we yoked up together. We helped him to get there. And when we got there, Chris watered, Josue interpreted, and bless God, it was God that gave the increase. We are laborers together with him. You said, what's all this about? For we are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. And according to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how that he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay, which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood or hay or stubble, every man shall be, work shall be made manifest, for the day shall be declared, because it shall be revealed by fire, and that fire and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort that it is. If any man's work abide, the Bible said, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. There's a reward for what we're doing. It's fruit in our account. Not only is there a return on our investment and a reward in our account, which is eternal. I'm done almost, Chris, but it is required by God. It's a requirement. I opened up and I told you I haven't had swelling missions conferences. We haven't had the church adorned with flags of 100 countries. We haven't had missions from all over the world to come into our church and present and do this and do that. But we've not ceased to give. We've continued to give. We just do it a little different than others. Some do it and they make a big splash and woohoo, we doing this. And I meet preachers out and they need to be careful because they'll get the reward. But I meet them at the court square. Bless God, we're supporting 3,000 missionaries. Oh, great. We give them all $1 apiece. That's great. You support 3,000. They'll get fruit off of every one of those according to what they give. So we got this one at 300, that one at 500, this one at 250. We're still giving. But if the only reason you're taking on 150 missionaries so that you can have a big splash and say, we're supporting 150 missionaries. We support 300 missionaries. Be careful. You're getting your reward by bragging about how many missionaries you support. I didn't say it's taking away the fruit. You're bragging those killing the testimony of what you're trying to prove. I told you that we would have a return on our investment. The rewards will be eternal, but it is required by the word. Here it is in the book of Romans, chapter number 10. I could have took you anywhere in the scriptures in the New Testament and showed you that it's required. Could have took you over to the last great commission, giving them the gospels where it said, go, 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 go. I could have took you and showed you the Macedonian call. I could have took you to many places, but the Lord led me to here. And here we are. How are we saved? How are we saved?
Grace.
By grace. Through faith. Where does faith come from? Hearing. Okay, where does hearing come from? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. Let's look. Romans 10 and 9. If thou shalt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thine heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call in him and in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him who they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? Somebody had to send them. Somebody had to send Paul from Thessalonica down to Philippi, over to Antioch, up to Rome, here to there. Sometimes Paul went in the back of a prison boat. Sometimes he was bound when he went, but God took care of him to get him there. And when he got there, he never forsook his call. Whether preaching through the bars of a jail cell, when he met Onesimus and the runaway slave in a Colossae jail, whatever it was, God was all over Paul, and Paul used that. Why? Because it was fruit in the church at Philippi's account. It was fruit in the church at Corinth's account. It was fruit in the church at Galatia's account. It was always fruit in their account. And Paul was very careful to give the account, to give the fruit, to give the blessing, to give the reward, to give the sacrifice, to give the reward, the dividend, whatever, back to whoever gave, to get him to where he was at. So it is required of the Lord that we give. I opened up with that we're given 10.58% of our monies. Just to let you know, from your pastor's point of view, we're going to be doing a little mission realignment. I'm not telling you exactly what all we're going to do, because I haven't discussed this with Brother Clayton, Brother Kippy, Brother Greg, Brother Danny, Brother Teddy, and Jody. I haven't discussed it all. But we're going to sit down. We're going to look at our missions giving. We're going to give some. We're going to give more to others. We're going to give more to some of them. We're going to give them an increase. For instance, we've got some that's not got a dime more since I've been here as the pastor. Has there been any cost of living allowance increases in the last 12 years? Anything costing us more now than it was then? I suggest that it is. And we need to look at that. Whatever we give. I had a preacher friend of mine. I'm almost done. I had a preacher friend of mine. We got talking about Philip, about Peter and the fish. How am I going to get my money? Where am I going to pay my taxes? Where's that tribute tax coming from? What did he say, Dan? He said, go fishing. Go fishing? Yeah, when you catch the fish, what do? Open up that fish's mouth. What was in there, Brother Tim? Had a coin in there. You know what that is? That preacher friend of mine said every time we start falling off a little bit, he said, we take on another missionary. That's what he said. He said, it works every time. He said, every time we start to fall off just a little bit, tithes and offers start to drop down, and the attendance starts to wane just a little bit. You know what we do? I said, what do you do? He said, we take on another missionary. I said, wow. What are they doing, Brother Dean? They're going fishing. Going fishing. If we'd all go fishing, if everybody here brought somebody, we'd have twice as many Sunday. They learned the principle of getting saved, be born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, go down to that old Baptist river and taking Baptist believers' baptism, Brother Tam. Guess what? They're going to soon learn that it's a principle of giving. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. They start giving. The next thing you know, brother, you got more money coming in than you had going out.
Amen.
Then you continue the work.
Amen.
Bring this thing down for Brother Chris. Please give attention to Brother Chris tonight. He's gonna kind of be over here on the side because of the fact that I didn't want him to block the screen tonight. Do we need to kill this light, or is that going to be good? Joe, can y'all see? Brother Feldman had this, and I had asked him to confirm it. Brother Feldman had a thing here at the church where we tithe the tithe. That's a starting point. It wasn't an ending point. Now, I wanted to know where we were at, and Brother Paul got that. Thank you so much for getting that together for me. I wanted to know that if we're taking in $600,000, we're giving away at least $60,000. His daddy had that premise and that thought. It's a biblical thought, and it still stands true today. And I was thankful. Tam, I'd have felt bad if Brother Paul got me this thing and said, yeah, we give 6.5%, preacher. That would have been, I'd have been like, ugh. I was glad to see we're above the tithe. You said, what do you mean tithe the tithe? We take in money, the same as you take in money. My wife and I write a check every week. Or if she forgets to write it, she'll write one every 2 weeks. And if she's really forgetful, she'll write one every 3 weeks. Y'all pray for my wife. But it is the tithe and the blessing that God hath given us. You said, you're taking that right off the net, ain't you, preacher? You tithe, you gross. Hello? Preacher, you can't do that. The government's going to get 30%, 25%, 28%. You'll give God his after you give the government theirs? Wrong. Give God his first, because that would be the first fruit. Amen. And everything. I'm telling you, you cannot out-give God. I'll promise you that, Brother Chris. I'll preach all night if you don't come on, son.